Wondering if you should stay in Illinois or move out of state? Get your copy of Scott Tucker's book, Escape Illinois, Should I Stay or Should I Go? Get your complimentary copy at retirementdakota.com.
Investment advisory services are made available through AE Wealth Management, LLC, a registered investment advisor.
WGN, I'm James Van Ostel, on the phone with Josh McGee. He's a reporter for DNA Info Chicago. And Josh, you checked out Dispensary 33, which is the first medical marijuana dispensary in the city. Tell me about that.
Yeah, I went. They had an open house this weekend where they allowed anyone from the community, any reporters, anyone who wanted to see inside one of these places, they allowed them inside. It's one of those things they had to get approval from the state to do, but since they don't have any product, any marijuana, medical marijuana in the store yet, they were allowed to take you back there. Once they get the product in there, no one's going to be allowed back there who doesn't have a medicinal marijuana card.
So it's a little bit of a demystification, seeing what it looks like. Describe what was there. Like what was on the shelves? What were in the rooms? My mind races.
You have cookbooks about marijuana. You have books about different strains of marijuana. You have different kinds of pipes and pieces and just some useful things to smoke with. And then really what you have is in the back is a bulletproof window where the marijuana will be dispensed from, because there's no marijuana outside of the back of the store. And then there's a big desk where the employees will stand behind when they want to dispense the marijuana.
Yeah, I would imagine that security would be an issue with any dispensary. And when you say things like bulletproof protection, I guess that makes sense.
Yeah, definitely. That's one of the things, is they have to take so many security precautions, but they are not allowed to tell any of those out loud. So
how many people were streaming in and out of the open house? I'm sure this is 5001 North Clark, so it's uptown just south of Andersonville. I'm sure the neighborhood was curious.
They were definitely curious. They had they kind of went through a rigorous process to get the place to be allowed to have the store there. They had to go through a lot of block clubs. They had to go through a lot of ward meetings and community meetings. And you kind of saw that this weekend. I went there midday Saturday, and I was talking to the employees, and they said they had people coming in steadily from when they opened at noon all the way through. And then I went back on Monday when they had the ribbon cutting, and they said that it was nonstop the whole time. Literally Sunday at 5 when the open house was ending, they had to just tell people, that's it, it's over, that's all the time we have.
So the ribbon was cut, but the dispensary is still waiting on a final okay to actually sell, correct?
Correct. They need to obtain the business license. They said over the weekend they just had one or two things they had to tweak, and they'd be ready for that. And once they obtain the business license, they'll be able to hire the employees. But the employees have to go through a background check.
Yeah, I think there's a lot of cynicism when it comes to people thinking about medical marijuana dispensaries. We all hear stories of people in California who say, "Oh, I have a really bad cough. I need to get my medical marijuana." How legit did this operation look and feel to you?
I came in kind of cautious of that idea too, but the more people I talked to, and not just the employees, but the actual people who came in interested and wanting to learn about it, these were people who were talking about pain, intense, severe pain that they felt like they couldn't get out of bed. There was a woman who was sitting outside waiting for about an hour for this place to open, but she just had so many questions and so much pain, so many medications that she was already taking, that she just had to learn something else. So they want another chance, another medicine, something else so they don't have to take a lot of pills.
Sure. And so you did talk to patients, and these are people who I'm assuming applied for medicinal marijuana cards.
Correct. They're applying for cards. They learned a lot of people that had a lot of questions about applying for cards and all this, and that's kind of what one of the purposes of the open house is, because it's so new. People don't know where to go to get the answers, mm-hmm. and just having the bud tenders, as I call them.
Wait, you said bud tenders?
People.
Bud tenders?
That's, the dispensary technician, I believe, is what they're supposed to be called. But bud tenders are are the people that hand out the marijuana.
Okay, that makes
and
sense.
And help the clients.
So what types of marijuana, like the concentrated medicinal marijuana is supposed to be that's the one I hear used most often when talking about helping medical conditions.
Yeah, that's the concentrate. So it's kind of like you don't have to have as much of it. You just need a smaller amount of it. It's a VHO, I believe, is how it's made.
And they're going to be trying to get approval to sell the concentrates and things like edibles too, right?
They're gonna have three. They're gonna have the flower. They're gonna have the concentrates, and then they're gonna have the edibles. Yeah.
So your general vibe walking out of there, what do you think that'll be like in the neighborhood? What do you think that presence will be like for Uptown?
I mean, I would hope it'd be positive, but I have nothing like this has ever happened in Chicago. This is during the ribbon cutting, one of the kids were just like, "This is history. This is history in the making." Like, I have no idea. It seems like it's great. They have the approval of all of the neighborhood, so it seems like they're accepting and they're willing to be the first person to try this out, to see what it does to an area, to see if it makes it better. I've heard all the stories about California and how it can boost their economy, but we don't know in Chicago how this is going to work, especially if it's a medicinal marijuana. It's not, recreational marijuana. Mm-hmm. And so it's not like they can come outside and everyone's going to be hungry and go get hot dogs and stuff. Like, not that kind of a situation.
Now, you cover Uptown and Andersonville for DNA Info. What's your general vibe on both those neighborhoods these days?
It's a changing area. That's the truth behind it. It's a place that's used to having a lot of affordable housing. They're getting a lot of new development. It's an area that's changing is the easiest way to describe it.
Yeah, I used to live in Ravenswood, and I hadn't been through the area for a while. And just that drive up Clark Street from, like, we'll say Ridge down to Lawrence, it's unrecognizable from, say, 5 years ago. It's crazy. It's nuts.
There's so many shops. There's everything down there. And it's kind of interesting. You go all the way down to Century 33 where it's at on Clark, and it's kind of like what I guess you would consider the desolate part of it. But this is the area that's growing. There's new businesses going south of there. There's new businesses coming north of there. There's new business circling around there. So it's definitely an area that they believe is going to be an upcoming area of the neighborhood.
And as someone who reports on Uptown, I've talked to Alderman Kappelman from the Uptown area. You talk to him and you get the sense that eventually that Uptown Theater will be a thing again. What do you think about that?
I hope he's right. That's what he's there for, is to say that this place is going to be great and vibing, and I'm hoping he's correct.
The size of that place, I can't say this for certain, but I think it's one of the largest indoor theaters in America in terms of seat capacity.
That was true. When I was doing all my research for its 90th anniversary, it definitely popped up as one of the biggest. And it's kind of, I mean, I've never been inside the place, but it's huge. It's kind of scary to think about all there's other theaters. There's so many theaters around there, and there's this huge theater, right?
Nothing but opportunity there. All right, so Josh, what are you working on for DNA Info now?
I'm going to follow this story up probably with just a look at one of the things that was happening. Is I was getting a lot of questions from everyone about how do you apply for a medical marijuana card. So I tracked down an expert, and I just kind of rattled through some questions to just kind of tell people what it takes to get a medical marijuana card, what diseases it's supposed to treat are allowed in Illinois, and just some more general information about why Chicago is taking so long to have all the business licenses approved for their dispensaries.
All right, Josh McGee from DNA Info Chicago, thank you for checking in this morning.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. All right, I'm James Van Osdell. We'll be right back. It's WGN.